Just relax body and mind completely. Then maintain silent inner awareness to just develop the stability of mindfulness within. So this awareness-based meditation is very simple. Its main purpose is to develop stability of inner awareness within. So to be aware, you don't have to be in any particular way of meditation. You only have to understand the moment you are silent without thought, you are already aware. So just relax body and mind completely and let things be. Whatever arise, let it arise. Don't resist, don't suppress, don't try to control or do anything. You just maintain the awareness, silent within, to realize the silent mind. So to maintain awareness is very simple. No need to do anything. Just completely silent. The moment you are without thought, the awareness will be automatically there. Just let the mind settle down. Whatever thought arise, let it arise. If you don't do anything, it will return to its original state. Then whatever sankhara activity or movement due to your spiritual, a lack of spiritual faculty. So when your spiritual faculties are not stable, they are not there, then the opposite five, which is your mental hindrance, they will be there. Yeah. So because of mental hindrance, you create thinking, you create mental activity, because you will have all those five mental hindrance mind state. Like when there is the lack of peace, when you have fear, worry, anxiety, your mind becomes restless. When you are not sure, faith is not there, your mind becomes like not stable and you start to create your own doubt. Then when you do not see the importance of training this mind to develop this type of meditation, you will fall into what we call sloth and torpor, the third mental hindrance, which is the sleepy mind or lethargic mind. So when the mind is without virya, without faith, saddha, do not see the importance of such training, then it will develop into this state of sleepiness, lethargic mind. So this is a mental hindrance because it prevents you from entering the meditative state or inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. Then likewise, because of your habitual tendency throughout the day, you are not able to maintain mindfulness and awareness. You don't have the Dhamma wisdom or what we call yoniso manasikara to enable you to be at peace in the midst of life. That's why throughout the day when you are living your daily life or doing your household activity and career activity, you may constantly react and stir your mind. Every moment of sense experience, when you see something, hear something, smell something, taste something, or recall something, you tend to react or stir based on your habitual tendency, your like and dislike, your preference, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience. So when you do that, it becomes mental hindrance. It will make you like very heedless. You think a lot. Your mind state oscillate between the duality of like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience. This arises because you develop without understanding the first two mental hindrance of sensual desire and ill will. Whatever you cling on to, you like, you develop the desire for it. That's why the Buddha called it sensual desire. But things that you don't like, you develop the aversion, that you will, the dislike. That's why you try to push it away. You try to suppress it, control it, or do away with it. So all these are the signs of mental hindrance arising. They arise because you lack the five spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. So with this understanding, you will be able to develop this awareness-based meditation. Even for those who still lack spiritual faculty, you can actually still develop the ability to meditate by having this understanding not to allow the mind to heedlessly arise and create all this mental hindrance. You're just silent, maintain awareness, and let things be. Whatever arise, let it arise. Then you just maintain the awareness within to be aware, aware, aware. Then all this heedless thinking, or what we call sankara activity due to mental hindrance, they will start to slow down, and cease. Finally, it will dissipate all the momentum of thinking and finally cease because you didn't do anything. You don't want to know. You don't want to like develop any further thinking or mental activity to analyze, to reason, to condition your own mind states to arise through habitual tendency and lack of understanding. So when all these activities stop, means your thought is not active. You are just relaxed, aware. Then as this sankhara activity slow down and finally cease, that is what you're supposed to realize. When it ceases, the mundane mind no more. When the mundane mind no more, when the thought activity no more, when sankhara no more, then what happened? Find out. That which does not need all this activity, that one is the true mind, the unconditioned, your silent mind. So when you just let things be, maintain awareness and silent, then you will realize that silent within, the true mind, which is originally tranquil, still, without thought, without duality, without any aggregates of mind, just that nature within that is away. So that is the one you need to realize. Once you realize that, stay there, maintain the awareness and let things be. Don't do anything. Let it stabilize. So initially, maybe it's not easy, but if you have the faith, the understanding, the patience, and you patiently walk towards it, allow this awareness to stabilize, then your meditation will come to be and you will be able to realize this mind states within. Then you will start to understand clearly what this mind is all about, and how from this silent mind, the nature within, the mundane mind, which is a byproduct from this nature, comes about. They are very near to each other. The movement of this thought process or mundane thinking from that nature is very, very fast. And the mundane mind can come to be is because we have the senses, we have the memory. So all this thinking, thought process, they are respond to memory, views, opinion, and conditioning. That's how they come to be. If you don't have all this, if you have the understanding, you don't have to think technically. The mind will just be silent, peaceful, aware, within. Then from the awareness, you can meditate. You can develop understanding. You can observe and come to understand clearly, who are you? What are you? The first thing that you have to come to understand is, without thought, who are you? What are you? When thought arises, who are you? What are you? So all these are the inquiry that you can develop. And finally, the understanding will arise by itself. Okay.